Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. Faith that overflows with gratitude. You will be enriched in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion, and through us, your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. 2 Corinthians 9, 11 and 15. Every week, my kids have a mission envelope in their folders. I usually take it out, see what's left in my purse, and fill them with dollars or coins. I put them back in their folders, and that's that. The envelope is just another thing that I check off my list. Most of the time, my children don't even know how much money I put in it. I'm missing the point, right? That envelope isn't a duty. It's an opportunity for me to instill a habit of happy giving for my children. Whatever is in the envelope, whether it be paper, copper, or nickel, that money is going to serve the Lord. What a privilege, what a blessing it is to be part of His mission. Our Heavenly Father has done and continues to do so much for me. Each day I wake up and have food to eat, clothes to wear, a bed to sleep in, freedom to worship, etc. He is so good. He is so kind. He is so gracious. The mission envelope that is sent home every week is a great opportunity for my family to show our gratitude back to Him. It is a way to be generous to our loving Father and thank Him for His daily love and care in our lives. It is a way to further His kingdom and support the various missions going on that spread the gospel message across the nations. This year, I pray that I am more intentional on how I treat that envelope. I pray that I help my children understand that when Jesus' love overflows in their hearts, we can be gracious and kind and use what we've been given to bless others. I pray that what I once saw as a duty, I now delight in as an opportunity. If you're anything like me and the envelope has become just that, an envelope, make a plan. Maybe create a poster to highlight the mission that you are giving towards. How about writing a letter to someone who works with that mission? When you know who you are giving to and what you are giving towards, joy and purpose will follow. Praise God for all the ways that He blesses us. Let us give generously and thank Him for providing the opportunity which God has prepared in advance for us to do. Ephesians 2:10. We pray. We give Thee but Thine own, whate'er the gift may be. All that we have is Thine alone, a trust, O Lord, from Thee. May we Thy bounties thus as stewards true receive, and gladly, as Thou blessest us, to Thee our first fruits give. Amen. A question to consider. Does your school use a variety of ways to highlight where your mission offerings go? If not, brainstorm some ideas to communicate clearly to your students and parents why we give and who we are giving to. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to wells.net/devotions. May the Lord bless and keep you.